Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where the lay faithful come together, and this is the platform we use so we can share our lived experiences. We can learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ, and it has been working for almost 9.5 years now. So if you're a brand new listener to Take Two, hopefully you will call in today, because this is the question I'm going to ask of the Take Two family, and I really and truly want you to respond to it. You don't have to out yourself if you don't want to get in trouble at work or anything like that, so you can use a confirmation name or just a name that's a favorite of yours. But here's the question. Do you enjoy your work? Do you really and truly enjoy your work? Do you wake up in the morning and you jump out of bed and you can't wait to get in the car and get to work? Or do you drag yourself out of bed and you're just thinking, oh, I can't wait for the weekend to come, or I can't wait for my next time off or a vacation? Which is it? And maybe you're in a ministry line of work. Maybe you work at the parish or for a nonprofit or in Catholic media. But do you really enjoy your work? That's the question I'm asking today. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two, we consider you part of the Take Two family. If you're part of the Take Two family on a regular basis, we definitely expect you to call in and answer the question. And maybe your work is in the home. Do you enjoy the work that you do every single day in the home? Believe me, those that are stay-at-home, I was a stay-at-home mom for many years, and I think it was like 5 or 6 jobs all wrapped up into one. Okay, that's the way it is when you work at home. Or maybe you work from home, and so you really do enjoy your work. Or on the flip side of that, maybe you absolutely can't stand that because you have no one to interact with. You're just in your office all day long in your home, and you know you really don't even know if you should even get dressed up for work. You don't even have to. So there's so many ways we can cover this. We cover the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. But here's the number. This is the most important. The number I give right now, so you can fill up the phone lines. Here's the question. Do you enjoy your work? You don't have to say yes and just hang up. You can tell us why, and you can also share why you don't like your work. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please consider calling in right now. Don't wait till the end of the show, because one of the things that I don't particularly care for about Take Two is that we run out of time and we leave folks on the line, and that really bums me out. We used to do part twos and part threes, but it became difficult because we have brand new listeners and they weren't sure what part it was and stuff like that. So we try to get it all in on one episode. So I really and truly need you to call in and share, answer the question, do you enjoy your work? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And also, I wanted to share that oftentimes folks will stay at a place of work for a long period of time. Okay, they stay there because of the benefits and things of that nature. And so they're kind of stuck, but it's really not, they're not really living their best life. They're not really living, you know, everything that they wanted to do by way of their gifts and talents. And so because of that, you feel unfulfilled. Is that you? I really want to know. Let's get to the heart of this and really see if we can make a difference today. I am a life coach. I've been a life coach for many, many years. We are business coaches, my husband and I as well. And we work with people all the time that are making a change in their jobs and their careers, and they're moving in different places, all sorts of things. And it can be really traumatic at times, but it can be very exciting. It's an adventure. So it depends on how you look at it. Okay, so what I'm trying to do today is cover it from all angles. So what I need from you is your help, your phone call, your thoughts on this. Do you enjoy your work? Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you're retired. Okay, and you can think back on working, and you could maybe share some wisdom about what it was like working all those years, and now you're in the retirement chapter of your life. And maybe you could comment about that and give us, give us some, tips on how to properly prepare for retirement, or maybe not to be so stressed out about work, because after you leave work, you're like, there were so many things I was worried about, and now it doesn't even matter anymore. You see where I'm going with it. There's a lot to be said about this topic. Not a lot of time to cover it, so I do need your help. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I'm waving to all the chats going on YouTube. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate all those chats. Thank you. Please spread this show far and wide with your friends, because I think the topics that we cover are very, very important, and I think it can help all of us. You know, gone are the days after the pandemic that we gather around the water cooler, because so many people are working from home remotely or something of that nature, or a hybrid kind of work structure. And we don't get that kind of, well, I'll see you in the morning at 8 a.m. It's not like that anymore. It's very different now. So we can use this platform as a community to come together and to have those conversations that can really move us along that spiritual journey. By the way, today is the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And if you haven't prayed the Rosary today, please think about it and then continue to pray the Rosary, because the Rosary is so very, very powerful. And it is important that we realize that if we want peace in this world, the Rosary is definitely going to assist with that, and we know that. And by the way, Pope Francis is urging Christians worldwide to dedicate today as a day of prayer and fasting, so a perfect time to pray the Rosary. In the face of ongoing global conflict, he emphasized the urgent need for the Christian community to unite and serve humanity during these troubled times. This is the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. So it's very, very important that we do pray for peace. Also, please let us not forget the folks in North Carolina. I just saw a brand new headline today, this morning, that they are still in trouble in North Carolina. And we really must pray. And if the surrounding states, if there's anything that anybody can offer by way of, you know, supplies, please think about it, because they're in need of our prayers and our support. So, and other surrounding areas that were hit by the storms. And I understand there's more storms coming in. But the question I'm asking today is, do you enjoy your work? Please call in 833-288-3986. Tell us yes, no, something in between, all the details. I'll be right back. Okay, do you enjoy your work? Now, there are a lot of Take Two listeners that you have your earbuds in and you're at work right now listening. So this is a perfect time for you to share. Well, maybe it's not a perfect time, because you may not want your supervisor, your boss, overhearing you say that you don't like your work when you're right there. But if you like your work, call in. We know that, because Jerry and I get the emails all the time that you say you listen during work. But actually, if you can take a break, maybe a 15-minute break, you can call us. 833-288-EWTN. Do you enjoy your work? Maybe you could just actually talk about your work. And are you living out your God-given talents, your purpose? Do you feel like you're being very productive in this world? Do you feel like when you wake up in the morning, you're really contributing? Or do you feel like it's just a paycheck, you know, and it's something that you just really keep doing over and over again, like Groundhog Day, and it's, you're kind of stuck in that work, and there isn't anywhere to go? Do you feel like you want to go on for more education in a certain field? Do you want to pick up a trade? How about you're in a certain job and it's not paying enough, so you had to pick up another part-time job? Is that happening to you? Or maybe you lost your job. Could we talk about that? See, it's all about work today that we're discussing. 833-288-EWTN. I do need the Take Two listeners to step in and give us your thoughts, because without you, you're just going to hear me talk, and then I'll get on my soapbox and I'll do some, religious education from the times that I was a director, and I would encounter folks that came into be catechists, and they would tell me all the time that they were so tired of their work and they wanted to get into ministry work at the parish. And I would say, it's not all what's cracked up to be, because sometimes at the parish level, and we can talk about that too, there's a lot of problems working at parishes. People don't get along. Yep, that's right. People don't get along. There's a lot of gossiping, things like that. It happens sometimes in parish work. And I think the reason why is because it's so close. It's a close group. It's a small group. And there's a lot of pressure on people that work in the parish. I know that I felt it. I worked at the parish level for 25 years. And yeah, there was a lot of that. As a matter of fact, a dear, wonderful office manager, business manager, her name was Pam. She just passed away. I worked with her for 5 years. My dear friend Laura texted me this weekend sharing with me that Pam passed away from cancer. And you know, when somebody that you've worked so closely with, you saw them right across the hall every single weekday, and you got to know them. You even sometimes went into their office and would sit and chat, and to know that they passed away from cancer, it hits you really hard. It starts to get you to think, wow, you know, I miss those days. I wish one more time I could walk down those halls and, you know, sit in her office, things like that. So has that happened to you? Have you had some sadness and tragedies and loss at work? We can talk about this from all angles, but I do need you to fill up the phone lines, 833-288-EWTN. Now, here's how it works. It's very easy, fun, friendly. You dial this number, 833-288-3986, and you speak to Matt Kabinsky. He'll answer your call. He'll chat with you for a couple minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and then you slip right into the discussion. It's so easy to do, and Matt is delightful to talk to. We have Charles Beery on the controls. He's our producer, and he has posted Pope Francis's request for all of us in prayer and fasting today. He posted it on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, so you can pick it up there. And then we have Michael McCall on social media. So please consider dropping a note to us on social media. And I'm waving to you guys again. Thank you so much. Also about Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, could you go over there and like it? Because, can you go ahead and like it? Because, what was I going to say? I just went blank because I just noticed. I just want to let our producer know my call screening document just went down. So, but I'm going to try to bring it back up. If you could like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, please do that because we're trying to grow the family there. So we do have calls, and I'm excited about that. So that's wonderful because I was looking over at the calls, and I'm going, wait a minute, how come the Take Two family's not calling in? And I said, this is terrible. And then I realized my document's down. Somebody pray the St. Michael prayer. I spoke about the rosary this morning on the radio, on the morning show that I help contribute to on Guadalupe Radio Network. And ever since then, there has been all these technical glitches. Now, I don't think there's any accident to that. The demons do not like us talking about the rosary, which means we need to pray the rosary even more. So let's go to Jim. Oh, wait, before I get to Jim, hold on one second. Let me just make an announcement to our listeners real quickly. Each week, EWTN keeps you informed and educated with the latest news and truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the culture of death. On EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, and we can send you EWTN's Pro-Life Weekly directly to your email inbox each week. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Okay, so let me go to Jim. I'm so excited. Jim in North Dakota, Real Presence Radio. You're first up here, and I'm so happy I've got my document back up, and you guys are calling. Thank you. You didn't disappoint me. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you. I enjoy Good. Your show.
Oh, thank you. Can I ask you a question? I'm really being serious. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But why do you enjoy the show? Is it because we all come together and we share our life, or what part do you enjoy? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you realize that everybody's kind of dealing with a lot of the same kind of things and give you new ideas and maybe how to approach them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I enjoy the show. That's awesome. Okay, Jim, so what about your work?
I enjoy my work. I really do. I like the work, but it's the you know the company politics, the office politics that get really old sometimes. I think and everybody has them, no matter where you work, you deal with them. I know people in ministry, and they probably have it worse than I do some days. I think, but so and I'm at the age now where it really doesn't. Both my kids don't live here. They live out of state, so my vacation is almost worth more than my wage because I'd like to get out and visit them and do family time. So, mm-hmm.
So can we go back to office politics for a moment?
Sure.
When you get done with a work day, do you feel drained? Do you feel wiped out because of all that?
That depends on the day. If we're busy, it's not so bad. You stay busy, so it doesn't really affect you as much. It's on the slower days where it can kind of weigh on a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you able to share, Jim, are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to share your faith with your coworkers?
Oh, yes, to a certain degree. I mean, I'm actually a deacon in the church, too. And my bosses are very supportive of that. I'm very fortunate that way.
So. Wow. So you're a deacon in the church? Thank you so much. That is amazing. Thank you for saying yes. I love the deacons. I will tell you, when I was in parish ministry, I used to lean on the deacons so much. They were always there for religious education. And thank you so much for what you do for our church.
My pleasure. I teach confirmation. Love it. The kids teach me sometimes as much as I teach them, probably. I love ministry. I love the home. Visiting the homebound is probably my favorite part of ministry, so.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it beautiful when you can connect those that are at home and they cannot be physically present? And when you're that connector, you're that piece that brings them back to the community, it feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're very appreciative and just receiving the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. It's important to them, so.
Wow. So, okay. What would you say as a deacon, and what would you say as being out there in the workplace, to folks that just feel like they just get overwhelmed, they're tired, they're drained, they don't feel like... See, you're doing both. You're in the secular world, and you're in ministry world. So it's for you, you're getting that balance. But others want to do more for the church. What would you say to folks?
Well, I don't know. That can be tough. You know, being married and family, the diaconate itself can be challenging. Your wife's got to be very, very understanding. And then the deacon, you got to listen to your wife, and you got to, you know, your first vocation was as a husband and spouse, so you got to make sure that, you know, that you're being fair to your family. And the diaconate, our formation here, they're very clear with us that, you know, you got to make sure that your married life is important as mm-hmm. far as being a father and husband. So, yeah, it's a balancing act to a point. You just got to be open with your spouse and talk about it. And when they're feeling a little neglected, then you better respond.
Yeah. Well, your wife had to go through the formation process for the diaconate, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's so you're walking this ministry together, which is beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Jim, you're awesome. Anything else you want to share with our listeners? Because you have the platform. Anything else?
I mean, you got to like what you do at least. Then you can deal with the politics a little better, you know. But I like what I do, so it helps a lot. So.
Right, right. And if you can be an influence on others and try to help them, and you're bringing that spiritual component into the workplace, I think that's really good. So you're doing a lot, Jim. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. That was a great call. Okay, I think we're gonna squeeze in Carolyn. Carolyn's from North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Yes, I really enjoy my job. I have been a nurse for 55 years this July, mm-hmm. and I work in a family birth center setting, and it's just so rewarding to me to be able to help these new families. Some of them, I mean, they're excited about their baby, and yet for first-time moms and dads, they're just sometimes really scared as to their new adventure. And it's so very rewarding to me that I feel like I can help them in their first few steps. They're not with us for very many days, but at least I can give them lots of positive reassurance, help them figure some things out while they're with us. And I just love what I'm doing. And people say to me, aren't you going to retire? And I said, yep, someday.
Well, you know how I feel about nurses. Have you listened to the show on a regular basis? Because I've said it probably 1,000 times in 9 years. I believe nurses and teachers are going to get a very, very high place in heaven. I just feel it. Just because of the work that you do person to person, you're caring for them, especially nurses, because you're doing so much when they feel so afraid and most vulnerable. And and you can rejoice with them when great, beautiful things are happening, but also you're there when they feel that fear and you walk with them. There's something about nurses. I'm telling you, when I was in the hospital many times, it was the nurses that I count. I love the doctors. Don't get me wrong. We need our doctors, but the nurses are very special. Would you agree?
Yeah. And I do. And it's like, we have most of our days are happy days, but we have our sad days. And when we lose a baby, it's very sad. And it's like, it's sad for us too, because it's like, I lose that too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. You walk with your patients. You walk with them. You feel it. And that's the beautiful, that's the ministry aspect of nursing, I believe. And Now, how do you take care of yourself? Because you're giving, giving, giving as a nurse. How do you take care of yourself, Carolyn? I'm just curious.
I have crafts that I do. I like to sew. I like to quilt. I like to do gardening. I do card making, which is a very wonderful outlet for me to be able to send those cards to people. So I visit with family. We have a lake place. We go to the lake on the weekends. And I just work 3 shifts a week, so it's not full-time anymore. But it's like I look forward to my time off, but I also look forward to my time when I work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. What would you say to folks about, in particular, your career in nursing, but what would you say to folks starting out that are looking for an occupation that they can find fulfilling? What would you say?
Sometimes you don't always find it initially. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of knew where I wanted to go in the nursing field, but I did try a couple different areas, and then it was always like I was drawn back to the family. And I think, as a child and you grow up, you have visions of where you want to go, what you want to do, but sometimes that's not always where you end up.
Right.
And so I think you have to be open. And if it doesn't seem like one area is where you want to be, or it's just like, oh, I can't stand this, you need to look for something else. I don't think you should be in that position for the rest of your life when you can't stand it. I mean, it's like that's too hard on a person and it's not good for the people around you. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, you need to try to find, and I've prayed a lot as far as, what do I need to do? And even, sometimes retirement scares me because I think, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
And so
right.
I've been praying that I will be shown what other work area, what other place I can go. And I have things in mind that are coming too. I have, the Women's Care Center for unplanned pregnancies. I kind of am drawn to that. So I'm kind of thinking that that's where I'm being guided as to my next step.
Wow.
When I do retire.
Huge. Yeah. I like that. Well, I put you in the book. We're going to pray that those next chapters kind of unfold for you in a clear fashion for you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show. I love to listen. I don't get to listen all this time because when I'm working, it's like, yep, that's off. But the days that I'm not working, I'm pretty much on the Real Presence Radio programs.
Right. Oh, good deal. And that's a great station, Real Presence Radio in North Dakota. Thank you so much, Carolyn. You are a delightful soul. Call us again. God bless you and all you do. And thank you. Okay, you can call in, answer the question. Do you enjoy your work? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Boy, are we having a great discussion here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You guys are awesome. I love how you call in and we had two back-to-back from Real Presence Radio. I love that. Look at Real Presence Radio go in North Dakota. That is amazing. But I want to hear from you, and I know that Kathy dropped off. Kathy, if you'd like to call back, please do so at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, because I was about to get to you next. The question that I'm asking is, do you really enjoy your work? I mean, share all about it. One thing I wanted to share, I said that Marty and I are business coaches as well as personal coaches and at Stand Tall. You can always get a free consultation there if you wanted to talk about a career move, career change, something that's happening, or even if you have some fears or some worries about making a move like that or going for more education and if that how that's going to add stress to your life. We can talk about it. We can always create a plan to help you with that. That's at standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. But don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, because starting, I think, November, I'm going to be posting some tips and life skills, tips and tools for living your best life, especially in the workplace. So that's really what I want to focus on for November, but that we're in October right now. So we're just working it 1 month at a time. As a matter of fact, if you have any suggested topics for us, Charles and I are filling the rest of November, and Jerry as well, November and December until Jerry gets back. So if you have any topics you want us to cover, especially if it revolves around life issues, life skills, that kind of thing, interacting with people, we'll happily cover it before the end of the year. So I just wanted to make sure you all knew that. Okay, we're going to move back to the calls, but let me just give the number one more time, because, and we'll get to Patrick in just a moment. The number to dial to answer the question, do you enjoy your work? Maybe you don't. Please call in as well, 833-288-3986. Okay, Patrick is up next from Buffalo, New York on the EWTN app. Hi, Patrick. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing really good. It's been a beautiful. I love Our Lady of the Rosary. This is a wonderful feast day, and it's a great day for us to really refocus and pray the Rosary. Wouldn't you say?
100%. And I'll be honest, I'm not going to take the credit. If I was not an EWTN, iCatholic Radio listener in Buffalo, I wouldn't know that today is the Feast Day of the Rosary. I try to keep on it, but I know. So today is the Feast Day, and I'm so happy to know that today is her day again.
Yeah.
And I learned, obviously, from all this stuff, and everybody's learned that this is also the month of the Rosary. And
that's
I give
right.
credit learning from our wonderful, wonderful stations.
Well, it's
awesome.
Well, you know what, Patrick? I totally agree with you. And that's the reason why I think we need Catholic radio now more than ever, because we live in crazy times. We can tune into Catholic radio and be constantly formed in the faith and learn all these things and stay current with Holy Mother Church. And that is very important. So what you just said, that was a home run, a nugget of a statement there, because that's the reason why I believe everybody should get behind Catholic radio. But thank you for sharing that with us today. But the question actually is, do you enjoy your work? So what do you say?
Respond. Oh, absolutely. So yes, I do enjoy my work. And I'm going to say, Teddy, this is my first time, my third time to talk to you, so it's my pleasure. I have been working for the same company since 2018. What I primarily do, it's a physical job. I'm not going to say the company's name, you know I love it. I deliver in a truck, box truck, food to various restaurants around Western New York. So it's tough and it's physical. It's demanding, but the blessing is there. Why am I independently by myself? I'm off today, as I'm able to have the EWTN radio on all day, my earbuds while I'm driving, constantly in my presence. So I'm constantly getting that motivation. So I have that blessing. So other people don't have that. So I can constantly listen to you guys.
So you're working, you're listening and being formed in the faith. I would say that is an incredible balance to be able to get through the day. Does it keep you totally centered?
Oh, yeah, because the thing of it is, my type of work, Debbie, it's mental and physical. Like I have to, my truck is loaded for a restaurant, but I can get really mad if, say, for instance, I can't find lettuce or I can't find this box. I can start screaming. I used to swear a lot, but now that it's on the truck all the time, I'm calmer because I have you. I have the station. You know, Jesus, I'd say, Jesus, help me. And you know, just little things. Just help me. In between stops, I'll hear you, I'll hear Debbie, you know, I'll hear Jerry, I'll hear Mother Angelica. It's like, even though I'll start the day at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. I'm not fully focused on the Holy Mass. It's on in my truck. I need this because we are all sinners. We need this nudge in this broken world. We need it.
Absolutely.
We do.
So, okay, you know, I got a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I got a question for you. So when you meet people during the course of your workday, do they ask you what you're listening to? Do they ever hear it? Do they overhear it?
Oh, yeah. It's happened. It was about a week ago. Maybe you met him. I was delivering to a restaurant. It's primarily a coffee place in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the girl said, I see you listening. What are you listening to? And it wasn't your show. It was The Bible in the Year by Father Mike Schmitz.
Right.
I got him on. And she wasn't Roman Catholic. And she said, well, how do I find it? How do I listen to it? You know? And I said, here, go to the website, look it up. And now she's listening to it.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that make you feel good?
And it wasn't me trying to push anything, Debbie. She said, what are you listening to? I'm just listening to The Bible in the Year. You know, just when I'm delivering, you know, no big deal, right?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
And I want to say to you, because I need other callers, if by God's grace and we're, you know, that's why I listen, you know, I get to my eternal reward, I want to meet one person. I want to meet Mother Angelica, because that spunky, tough nun with all her sisters, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have all this.
Yes, exactly.
Through the Holy Spirit. She was tough. A lot of people didn't want to listen to her. That's why we're talking today.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And
it's incredible.
And she didn't pull any punches, right? She just said it.
No.
Yeah, she just spoke from her heart. She said it like it. She didn't have to polish it up. And that's the thing that I loved about her is it was so real. You wanted her over at your house for dinner. You wanted to keep talking to her. That's why people from all faiths love to listen to her, because she was just, you're right. And she had that sense of humor. Absolutely. I agree with you. She's one of our powerhouse saints.
In my work day, she comes on the radio 10 o'clock. So it's 10 o'clock. She's about to be on. So I'll end with this. I love my work is tough. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know if I told you this, in 2020, I went through a divorce. I didn't want to be divorced. You talked about, you got to put Jesus at the center of your marriage. He wasn't, and everything crumbled. My faith came back strongly because I was baptized Roman Catholic with my parents, but this station, my work, which allows me to talk my faith, saved me. So my faith became stronger because of this.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it hit me hard. Like, I'm from Buffalo. You know, mm-hmm. I went through Catholic school. My mother was a stout, you know, Catholic. My father was. But I had the roots, Debbie, but I went away. It hit me. You got to put him beside. God will call you back when it's horrible. I didn't honor my marriage, but I'm always married in my heart. And your station saved me. My work saved me.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it hasn't been easy for me.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful.
See that? Well, gratitude will get you everywhere in this world, because when you put gratitude out there to people you meet, it comes back, and that's a beautiful thing. Also, gratitude to God, absolutely, because then more blessings and graces flow, and that's what we want for you, Patrick. That is awesome. I'm so glad you shared with us today, and I want you to know you have a community here always, and so thank you so much for checking in with us, and keep doing that too, because that's what we want from the Take Two family. And by the way, Mother Angelica, she's one of the powerhouse holy men and women and saints that we pray to before every single show. So just so you know, we always have felt like she's kind of watched this program as well. So thank you so much, Patrick. God bless you. And we appreciate you calling in. Okay. Thank you. Wow. That was beautiful. Amazing. I could just stay right there. That was so great with Patrick. I just wanted to say, Jackie went over to Facebook, and Jackie just said on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, yes, I have a great job now after 30 years of retail management. I paid some big dues, so thank you to God. Wow. That's a great contribution right there. You know, that's another thing. People paying a lot of dues to get to where they are, working very hard overtime and stuff. And that does take a toll. So you got to keep your balance too. Marie from Texas is up next on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Marie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How
go right
you?
Ahead. I'm great. I am great. Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
Good. Yes, ma'am. So I actually work. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, perfectly.
Okay. I work for a Catholic church.
Wait. Say it one more time. You clipped out a little. You work for a Catholic church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is my end all be all. But I will. I'm kind of floating on the coattails of Jim that called earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that there, I don't think people realize how much politics. You know, it's not the church, because we love our church. Awesome. Mm-hmm. But people are people. And so that, unfortunately, it has affected my spirituality. I shouldn't let it, but it has. But it's not, I love the church. I love it. I don't know if this makes any sense.
So... Well, wait. Well, let me just make, because I said you heard me talk a little bit earlier about working in parish ministry. So, do you agree with that? It's just a really small group, and sometimes they feel very pressured, and they're trying to take care of a lot of people, and they're constantly giving. So, they're not exactly sometimes easy to work with.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you
and you know what I mean? Because your heart is there.
Yeah,
but
I know.
At the same time, you know, it can be frustrating and just, I'm not even sure what the word to say. It's just overwhelming. And mm-hmm. knowing that you're trying to do the right thing, do what Jesus would do. But then there's other stuff involved. And, you know, we're human, so I get it. But I can't unlock that. And that's what I'm trying to do. Church, the Lord. Okay, that's one thing. When you're dealing with human beings, I mean, that's another thing. And, you know, none of us are perfect. But it can be a struggle. So, and this is my workplace. This is what I'm talking about.
So. Mm-hmm. So what, let me ask you a question. So you love being in the parish. You love working in the parish. What would you do differently if you were the pastor? is that a difficult, you know, I chuckle because those of us who've worked in parishes, it can be really tough. I mean, I've had some of the most horrible arguments with some of my coworkers at the parish where we didn't even talk for like weeks afterwards. It was terrible. Yeah. So I'll just put it right out there, but now we're all friends now, but go ahead.
Oh, that's fantastic. I honestly don't know. And then that's what I'm asking myself. I got into this. I've been here, been there for years. Know most of the parishioners. But I'm not sure where the issue is, but it seems to be in the office itself. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What would I do different?
What would you do different if you were the pastor? Believe me, I used to say a lot of things to the pastor. I would be in his office all the time telling him what to do.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did. But we were friends. We were good friends. He actually hired me, so I was able to talk like that. But go ahead.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, maybe more one-on-one, mm-hmm. maybe retreat.
Yes. Team building.
Team building. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So right. I want to introduce something though, Marie, because you're saying something very important.
Okay.
Do you think maybe that the demons are attacking the parish and the parish staff? Because that's exactly, look at what just happened to me just a few minutes ago with the computer screens. The demons do not want soul to soul ministry. They do not want it because they're out to hate and attack our being, and they want us gone. They do not, they hate us. And so I've often said that when you work in a parish, work at a parish school or in one of the departments at a parish, the demons are attacking, just like they're attacking our priests.
Right.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but
No, absolutely. I totally agree. Yep. And you know what? Sometimes we don't think about that.
I know. I know.
And we do need to be aware of that. Very good. Yes.
Yeah. And so, let me just say this though, if a pastor doesn't lead and really, encourage everyone for frequent confessions and to really get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, walk the walk, talk the talk, get everybody to get really solid so that they can combat this, that the threats that are coming at them, then you have a problem. If you have a pastor that's kind of, you know, chill and doesn't really monitor the staff that much, that's when all chaos can happen.
Well, and I don't think that's the case necessarily. I think that we get overwhelmed with technical things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, it could totally be demons trying to stop us from doing our ministry.
Yeah.
And that's a very good point. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I had a great pastor, real quickly before I let you go. I had a great pastor that when things used to happen, I mean, we would have great events at the parish, and then not but 90 minutes later, something really horrible would happen. And it was just terrible. And the police would be called and things would happen, and they would be on campus and there was a problem and there was gangs and this kind of thing. And Father would say to me all the time, Debbie, just laugh. Just laugh. It's the demons. Just laugh and don't worry about it and just go home. And he was right. Because they didn't like what was happening. And the moment we realized that we had to just stay focused and keep going, it was much better. And if everybody did that, then everybody worked together. It's when people got involved in all these other things and got sidetracked and then lost their focus, it wasn't too good. But anyway, we could talk about that forever, Marie. Maybe we could chat sometime again. I just made a note as you were talking. We're going to revisit this topic again about parish ministry because I think it's a really good one to talk about. But God bless you. Thank you so much for your contribution today. We really, really appreciate it. I'm going to move to my next caller. Jennifer, I believe, is waiting so patiently. By the way, Dean and Kathy, if you want to call back real quickly, you have to go fast. I'd love for you to call back. We had calls in from Illinois, and I'd love to talk to you. Jennifer, though, from San Antonio, Texas, is on Guadalupe Radio Network. You're up next. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Debbie. I was calling because one of the jobs that I love is being a mother. And unfortunately, in today's time, not too many women love to be mothers. And mine is because I love to see my son grow up. And I realize that once in the future, he's going to be on his own and make his own life and maybe get married and have his own family, and I'll be able to look back and cherish these moments that I have with him now and watching him grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that so many won't because they work 9-to-5 jobs or even longer, and they come home late and tired and they don't enjoy their children. And so therefore I'm so excited to see him grow up when he comes home from school and he runs, Mommy, Mommy, and he just wants to share his day with me, and he wants to play with me, and that just makes my heart melt. And you've talked to him. You talked to him last June when mm-hmm. he called you when he was 9 years old.
My dear sweet Matthew, you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so excited. He was so excited to talk to you and Jerry, and he's just the love of my life, and I just wish that more women would love to be mothers, and because it is a great job, and people don't realize when they ask, well, what do you do for a living? And when you mm-hmm. tell them something like that, they're like, well, you don't want to be working in the workforce? And I say, no, because this is my job, is to raise my son, and I just love it to pieces.
Right. Well, I can tell you this, though, Jennifer, some people really do want to stay at home and but unfortunately, with the situation that the world is in, they are forced to go and work. And so that's an unfortunate thing. But what we can do is support them when they do get home from work and allow them to have that wonderful quality time with their children. But I agree with you so very, very much that, you know, having those precious moments with your children, because my mother used to say it all the time, Jennifer. She would say to me, close your eyes, Debbie. And I'd close my eyes. She goes, okay, open your eyes. She goes, that's how quickly they grow up. And I would laugh at her. I'd say, Mom, it's not that quick. And sure enough, it was that quick.
Right.
So I'm with you. I mean, it's a blink of the eye that they're all grown up and you want to spend that special time. That's why it's so important on the weekends or when moms and dads have time off that they put down the phones and spend that quality time with their children and really make those incredible moments that they can capture forever and the children can hold on to. Jennifer, you're awesome. You're a great mom. And Matthew's very lucky to have you, but you're very lucky to have Matthew too. He's a keeper. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for contributing. I wanted to say Dean in Illinois and Kathy in Maryland, sorry we couldn't get to you and you guys dropped off. You can always leave us comments or you can send us an email, take2@ewtn.com. You can go on YouTube, make a comment, or you could go on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We're going to get to our final callers in just a second. Join us for an EWTN News Nightly special. We bring you the news and analysis on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. It's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Folks, please tune in. It's very important because that was a brutal attack, and it's important that we pray and we remember and we understand what's going on because we want to have eyes wide open going into the future. I think it's important for all of us to pay attention now. I know some of us stay away from the news because they don't want to get depressed, but this is a time when we really need to pay attention. Jennifer's up. We got Jennifer. So I just said Jennifer. I was going to say goodbye to Jennifer, but I was going to say bye again to Jennifer. Diane from Kansas City, Missouri, Catholic Radio Network is up next. Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Diane.
Can you hear me?
I can. You go right ahead. You're the final caller today, so you take it away.
All righty. I am in Kansas City, and I am a professional bus driver, city bus driver. Mm-hmm. And my job can be a little bit hazardous because of the different people that we have aboard of us. I love my job because it's service. I love to serve the public. And I love dealing with the public. And I not only deal with the public, but with my coworkers also, because we end up being comrades because of the kind of work we do, because it can be so hazardous. And I want to let the people know that my guardian angel has been on the job with me. Mm-hmm. I got stuck in the snow trying to go uphill, and my bus was rolling backwards. And I prayed, and my guardian angel helped me get up that hill in a snow that was almost 2 feet deep. And also, my guardian angel came through and guided me right around a rock fall, a huge rock had fallen down onto the street. Mm-hmm. And my guardian angel just took the steering wheel and steered me right around that rock, because I couldn't see it because it was in the dark.
Right.
And so I love my job very much so, and especially because I'm a new convert to the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. I've learned to use holy water, and the Lord has given me time at the end of my runs to pray the rosary. So I'm just having a ball with it. It's not a easy job. It's not for everyone, mm-hmm. but I love mine.
Wow. So you get to pray the rosary. You get to stay very close to your guardian angel because your guardian angel is definitely watching out for you. That's pretty awesome. And I have to say, welcome home, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm loving it. And the radio program, I listen to yours. Mm-hmm. But I also listen to the radio all the time, 24/7. The EWTN is on for us. And we
cool.
have learned so much, so much. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised a Baptist, and, I kind of filtered away from the Baptist faith. And it was scrolling through the radio, I came upon the Catholic radio station. I said, because it resonated with my spirit. And mm-hmm. so from that point on, we started listening, and then next thing I know, we're in RCIA, and the Lord had us in, and he directed us to the church, and we've been there ever since and haven't missed a beat.
Oh, that is beautiful. What a great story. And I'm so glad you shared it with us. I put you in the prayer book. So for continued protection, because we believe, as you know, we love the guardian angels here on Take Two. So we believe in the power of prayer. So I put you in the prayer book. We always pray for the Take Two family, living and then deceased. So I put your family in, I put you in, and any relatives that went on to meet the Lord. Diane, you hear the music. Thank you so much. What a great call. You're incredible. I just wanted to share real quickly. There's tons of YouTube. Well, I shouldn't say tons. There's a lot of YouTube comments coming in. Georgia from YouTube said, I think my work is important too. I make you beautiful. I create your image that everybody sees. It's good therapy when you're depressed. I am a hairstylist. Absolutely. Georgia, I totally agree. We love our hairstylists. I mean, we want to feel good when we're going out into the world. And there's others coming in from YouTube like Joe and the others. I'll read those after the show and maybe I can comment tomorrow. Tomorrow, we've got Dave Palmer with us coming in from Dallas, Texas, and he is an expert on the Summa. We're going to have a Summa 101 all about St. Thomas Aquinas. That's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.